Hey, this is Steven with Business Growth Engine, and if you're struggling with editing videos that you've created, stick around. We got a really awesome software that's super easy to use and can get you seen on social media and YouTube.
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover.com podcast, where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life. With host and producer, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, I'm Dwayne, your host and producer of the Discover.com podcast. And as Steven said, we're going to look at a video editing management tool that you can use to get your stuff out and get it placed on all of your socials. Steven, welcome back.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I want to thank you for is the idea that we're giving out information to people that they can do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You and I both are in a business where we do this for other people. But we both believe that if they can do it, here's some helpful tips on how they can. And one thing that I found and what my struggle was with the Discover.com podcast was that I had all these episodes and I was looking at how can I make these into reels?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have episodes that are anywhere from 5 minutes to 25 minutes.
Right.
And I know that I can edit, and I'm pretty fast at editing, but that's a lot of content to go through and search and try to cut down into reels. And I came across Opus Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I were talking one day, and now you're using Opus Pro. And for those of you out there, Opus Pro is a video editing / distribution AI-driven platform.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that are against AI, stick around. We're going to show you how it can make your job easier. So can you describe a little bit about Opus? And again, on this particular episode, we want you to look at YouTube.
Yep.
Because we are going to be showing examples of this through our YouTube channel, and that's at Discover.com podcast. So with it, what intrigues you best about this particular software?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that because you were the one that actually kind of... I've heard of it a couple of times, but you talked to me about it after doing another podcast. And so I went home, I did some more research on it because I was in the same boat as you. I was creating tons of software, but videos. And the issue was I was kind of getting demotivated because I didn't want to cut them all up. I didn't want to go through that process.
We know how.
Yeah.
But how can we make it better, faster, stronger?
Because you're going to spend a couple of hours doing one video. So the thing I like the most about Opus Clip is the simple fact that you can take a long-form video, which is, 5 to 12 minutes, even longer, and you can upload it. I think the maximum right now is like 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
And you can hit get clips in one click. And when you click that, it's going to analyze the video. And then it starts cutting them up into little 90 seconds or shorter videos.
Well, actually, you can tell it. Mm-hmm. Do you want it 60 or less? Do you don't care?
Yep.
You know, again, as we talked about in our ChatGPT episode, that if anybody missed that one, go back, find it at discover.com podcast.com. You can click on that. One thing I noticed about Opus is the more I used it and the more prompts I gave it, the better it started finding clips. But I will give a warning. You still have to be the human element within this because,
yep.
Yes, it will clip it up really good. But I find that, it might give me 10, 15 different clips. I'm finding that 3 to 5 of them are ones that I'm actually going to use because either that was redundant or I went, I didn't like that. So again, you have to be the human element in that.
Right. Yeah, and you're absolutely right because I use it differently. I actually use all of them that it gives me. And the reason behind that is just because I'm trying to test different things right now. I'm trying to see which ones are working, which ones aren't. So we can actually dive into some. I actually already have some cut up that I can show you.
Yeah. Before we do that, if anybody heard a click a minute ago and you heard, sounded like a VCR rewinding, you did, because part of my business is I also transfer people's memories, their videotapes, their films. And we're doing this at the end of November. So right now I've got a lot of videotapes and 8mm film and slides that I'm doing. So while we're here recording this podcast, one of my tapes just got done.
Yep.
So again, watch this on YouTube. I'm going to click right now to your screen. Walk us awesome. Through it.
Yeah, so once you go into Opus Clip, you sign up. I think there is a free version. You just can't do as much with it.
It limits you to a couple. So many minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so get Opus Pro.
Yep. And it's really cheap. I think I paid $150 for an entire year.
Yes.
So, and this is kind of the home screen. You upload videos, and the cool thing is that you don't have to upload the videos directly from here. Let's say that you created a video on YouTube and you uploaded it already. You can actually pull that link in, and it will find it, and it will pull it in for you. It tells you up along the top which ones it has. I haven't had a link yet that it doesn't like. So,
yeah. Well, and something that I'll preface here, because we're talking long form.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have a video, a business has a video that's just a couple minutes long. What I like about Opus
mm-hmm.
is that I can bring that full thing in and I can tell it not to clip it.
Yep.
I can, and then if I, and it also gives you different sizes. Am I going vertical? Do I want to go horizontal, but yet keep it in a vertical platform for your socials? Or do I want it to be 1920 by 1080 and I want to push it out that way? You have all of that control.
Absolutely.
And the beauty of it is from Opus, you can schedule.
Yep.
On all of your networks.
Yep.
Because you can go to the calendar. Can you jump into the calendar here real quick? I know we're yep. kind of jumping around here.
Oh, that's fine. I've actually got some scheduled, so it works out perfectly.
But it'll bring you up a calendar of stuff, and you can schedule everything. And what I like is that you can schedule multiple videos on the same day.
Yep.
You can schedule it out. You can push it out a ways so that this works for you while you're doing something else. I know that when you got here, you went, oop, I just had one pop. I know, and before you got here, I noticed that I had a couple that went out because I'm doing it for the digital arts program at the Mac as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got videos for there. So you've got a calendar here, and I'm showing the screen again.
Yep.
That you can go in and do it. But the last thing that I was jumping around here, but the other beauty of bringing your videos into here is it does the closed caption.
Yep.
And it does it for you. So even if you've got a full video, now I know YouTube will do that, but if it's closed caption on YouTube, it won't bring that over to Instagram
right.
or Facebook. But here you can put it out to all your socials, and all you have to do when you get a video is you tell it which socials you want it to go on.
Yep.
Which I find is so sweet and so easy. And I can sit in an evening and get 3-4 videos all done up and scheduled out. And on that note, on average, how often should somebody be putting stuff on their socials? And I know it changes depending on the social media platform. So just as a general rule of thumb, somebody that's out there trying to do it themselves, let's say they got Opus and they're ready to go, how many times a day should they be posting?
Yeah, that's a great question, because there's actually two things to that. I learned one of these the hard way. If you are using...
Oh, I like those lessons.
If you are using TikTok, it does not, you can still schedule from Opus Clip, but it does not like you using third parties to schedule them. So it actually pushes your content down so you won't get as many views.
Oh, I did not know.
Yep. Yep. I learned that the hard way because I was trying to, this whole month I've been testing a lot of different things, and I was trying to figure out why maximum amount of views I got on TikTok was like 5 views. And I could not figure it out for the life of me. And after doing some digging and
because
some
your research, other socials were popping yeah. very nice.
Yep. I think my Facebook, I had about almost 100-something thousand views this last month. So I was like, I got to figure out what's going on. And that's what I figured out was if you're going to schedule them from to TikTok, make sure you upload them manually. it loves manual uploads. Everyone because else,
it's more authentic.
Yep, and everyone else does not matter. So what I recommend is if you are scheduling posts out, try to shoot for 2 a day. Because that's what we found to be really kind of the sweet spot. 2 a day on every platform for Reels, about 12 hours apart. And you can schedule that out inside Opus Clip. Mm-hmm. What I do is when I schedule, I'll actually show you guys real quick on how I schedule things out. So if we go to this video, I've already scheduled it out, but I'll show you. Let's say you wanted to schedule all of these out. And you can hit select. You can select all. And you can hit bulk schedule. And you can go in, you can choose whichever ones you want. But the cool thing is you can customize the time. And this, it's defaults to 2 hours. I've done that before. Don't do that. You get tons of emails saying that they got them all scheduled. But every 12 hours is kind of the sweet spot. If you don't have tons of content, once a day is perfectly fine. So that's what I recommend. And it creates the, you can hit regenerate and it will create all of the descriptions and hashtags and everything for you per channel.
And you can also add your own hashtags, mm-hmm. or you can tell it to use these hashtags. Like for the Career Center, we want to make sure that it's hashtag MottCom Area Career right. Center. We want to make sure that that's on everything that we're doing. And then we, depending on what the video is, we can then do, you know, agri-science or digital arts or automotive as one of them, and then let it auto-generate the rest. And I noticed a lot of times with Opus, it'll give you like 6 or 7 mm-hmm. different hashtags. The more hashtags, the better, or is it giving us too much, or what should we do here?
That really comes down to the platform. If you're using primarily Facebook, Instagram, no more than about 4, maybe 5. Other than that, it's just kind of redundant, and it doesn't really they don't really apply.
Okay.
So I would definitely check that when you schedule them out and really kind of optimize them. You can go into Facebook, you can go into Instagram, YouTube, and you can see how well they're performing. So definitely watch that. It's the human factor that you definitely want to pay attention to.
All right. That we can watch how they're performing.
The video's performing.
We just took a left turn away from Opus.
Mm-hmm.
Should we dive into how that is done exactly, or should we do that on another podcast?
I would recommend doing it on another podcast because there's some tips and tricks that we can show off.
So stay tuned.
On social media.
Because let me put that here, scheduling or mm-hmm. checking videos.
Yep.
And how they...
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
Rank. So that way, that'll be a podcast all by itself. So getting back into Opus.
There's a few things I want to definitely point out.
Okay, go ahead.
And you might have seen this too with yours. You see these little numbers by it tells you kind of what the likelihood that this will go viral.
Yeah, it gives you a percentage and it goes from mm-hmm. kind of 99% all the way down into 70.
I highly recommend that you don't follow that.
I haven't because sometimes I find that my 60% one
yep.
hits it better than my 99% one.
Exactly. I've never seen one that's 99 and it goes massively viral. A lot of it comes down to the hashtags, the thumbnails, all of that stuff. And we can get into that in other videos as well. But keep in mind, you can always watch these before you send them out. So,
oh, and I recommend.
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you do because some of them, I know we were talking about, are redundant. Yep. And some of them have some AI-generated stuff, which I want to show you guys in one of the other videos we have on here.
And okay, let's do that.
Yeah, and the cool thing with Opus Clip is you don't just have to cut things up. You can, along the top here, you can enhance the speech. It's got a built-in video editor, so if you're not good with Adobe or DaVinci or anything like that, you can use this, and it's a decent edit. I would say it's decent for...
Yeah.
For people.
Well, I don't, but
right.
other people.
Well, you know, I don't use it either, but...
But it's there.
Yep. And this is a good one. This was me being weird, but it was a good market update. I try to be festive sometimes.
It's nice that you're telling us that you like to be weird.
Yep.
I think I'm weird all the time, so...
So, and once you click on a video, you can add B-roll, which is really cool. You can add, you can change the landscape. You can do AI hooks. I don't recommend those. It's kind of like a video that goes over what you're talking about with some weird voice. But you can click edit clip here. And when that pulls up, it's going to pull up the transcript. And once it loads, it's going to actually pull it up along the bottom here of the entire video. And you can see, you can cut it up, you can move things around.
So if you're listening to this, by all means, go to Discover.com podcast on YouTube, and you can see what Steven's talking about here as we wait for it to load. You can also find out if things are misspelled. I noticed mm-hmm. that when I first started doing it, it did not know how to correct for Montcom. When it was said, it was, I should have saved it because it was like, what is that word?
Yeah.
But the more that I changed it, the more it remembers it. Now it's correct. So now we're back to the edit.
Yep. And so there's a couple of cool things I want to highlight with this. You can add music. They have royalty-free music. And if you're going to post them on Facebook, Instagram, I would recommend maybe playing around with that. And that could be something we get into on social media on one. But there's the AI hook. This one I actually found out recently. And it's an upload. So you can actually upload banners. You can upload a before and after, you know, intros and all of that. All in here. So then when you get ready to download it, it's already pre-made. It's all ready to go.
Well, and while you talk about copyrighted stuff, and I know you and I,
yep.
and I'm doing this with my students all the time, just because it's on the internet does not mean it's free.
Right.
And you can get nailed.
Yes.
I got nailed once for one photo, and I ended up having to pay for it. Yep. I thought it was spam at first. By the time I realized it wasn't spam, it cost me more than what it would have the original. One photo that yep. I believe came from one of my stock libraries ended up not. I don't know how it got in, because I'm like, I use Envato Elements mm-hmm. for all of my stock photos, videos, and music. Yes, yep. everything's kind of limited at times, but the nice thing about it is I have a license and I can use it. Even when I do something once in a while on CapCut, I'm not using their stuff. I'm uploading my own music because I don't want to get nailed.
Right.
You know, it costs too much money. I work too hard for my money.
Right.
I want to make sure that my investment in Envato, you know, and sometimes the music isn't perfect, but I find something that I need, and I know I can sleep at night knowing I'm not going to get one of those letters. So right. what do you have here?
So, and to kind of bounce off that, like, even if you don't have outsourced, you know, royalty-free stuff, you can, especially if you pay for the pro version, you can rest easy knowing that it does have all the generated AI, B-roll, all of that, that is all royalty-free. Okay. They do make sure of that. I was one of those nerds that read all the terms and conditions. So it definitely is. Sometimes it's not the best.
Yeah.
Well,
I like to say you have to protect your assets.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody can twist that however they want, because right. we work too hard
yeah.
to have to pay somebody, especially an attorney,
yeah,
for not doing it right.
Yep. So, and the cool thing is, like, you can auto-generate B-roll. You can do stock B-roll, which is the copyright-free. It even says that it is copyright-free right there. Mm-hmm. And then you can do the AI B-roll. I found that it is better to do the stock ones because the AI ones sometimes look goofy. But I do want to highlight something in here. I'm pretty sure it shows it in this one. So this is a good example. I'm talking about Montcalm County here in Michigan, right? Mm-hmm. But if I would have published this right away without any checking any of it, it's showing some random Montcalm map on B-roll. I don't know where that's at, but I think it's overseas. So that would throw someone off if they're watching it.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you go through. Now, I do publish these sometimes with this type of B-roll because then it does create engagements, but that's a different topic. But you can go through and you can it automatically pre-fills B-roll directly into it. So that right. is nice.
Well, if you caught us in the ChatGPT one and you're catching us here, we use the term, you have to be the human.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the human factor in this to make sure that it is right. So as we wrap this up, is there any final thoughts on Opus I mean, I swear by it. Yep. I have the pro version. You know, that it saves me so much time. Oh, I know, yeah. You've got the pro version. But any last wrap-up thoughts here?
Like I tell people all the time, if you are trying to grow a business or you're trying to grow a social media feed, definitely use the tools available. And Opus is definitely one of those that it's a game changer. When you showed it to me, I was yelling at myself, like, why have I not seen this earlier? Because then, for my case, I can focus on creating the long videos that I like to create. And then I can worry about this on the back end, letting it cut up things.
Sure.
Speeds up my time so much. And that's what it's all about.
Time is money.
Mm-hmm.
On that note, thank you for tuning in to this edition of the Discover.com podcast. I will have Stephen back. I think we are kind of dabbling around with another topic about podcasts and how to do your own podcast. But you'll just have to check, because I'm dropping these sporadically as we go forward. But I do feel that it's important that not only do I promote what happens in Montcalm County, but also bringing guests in that can teach you how to run your business better. And with that, I think that that's very important. You can catch us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can go to Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. You can Google Discover Montcalm Podcast. You can go to discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Check out all the episodes there. And again, if you have a topic, you've lived here your entire life and you've got memories from your childhood, I would love to grab some history, because our history is what is the generation that's living now. I like to get those people and have them talk about what Coral was like 50 years ago, or Howard City, or Carson City, Truefin. I mean, you keep naming the communities. I want to get people from there. So if you know a neighbor or yourself, or you've got a business or organization, by all means, get with me at 231-250-9624. And remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com, or call 231-250-9624.